This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I'm going to say a statement, and you think to yourself, ask yourself what it means. The statement is the following seven words. I never said he stole your money. Okay? That's the statement. إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ نَحْمَدُهُ وَنَسْتَعِينُهُ وَنَسْتَغْفِرُهُ وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنْفُسِنَا وَسَيَّاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My brothers and sisters, I want to present a scenario for you. I want you to imagine that on a particular night, you can think of tonight or any night, you find yourself out late in the night. Maybe you have something to buy, you need to run to the grocery store, whatever reason you find yourself out very late in the night. And during that time, you see a person who you respect very much. And you can think of someone for yourself. Maybe someone from the community, or maybe someone from your personal life, or someone who you view to be a respectable person. Someone who is a trustworthy person. However, you see that with this person, there is a woman. A woman that you don't recognize. It doesn't seem like it's his wife. It doesn't seem like it's his sister or anything like that. It seems like a woman that he is not related to. So you see him in the middle of the night, by himself, with this woman. Now I want you to ask yourself right now, what is happening in your mind? What is happening in your heart as you think about this person and what you are just witnessing? And I mention this because a very similar situation happened with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrated in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, the Sahihain. The wife of the Prophet Safiya radiallahu anha, she tells us that on one particular day she went to go visit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was doing i'tikaf in the masjid, while he was spending time in the masjid to worship Allah. And she said she spent time with him, she talked to him, and then late in the night, the Prophet ﷺ decided to walk her home. Now you can imagine they're walking in the streets of Medina. It's the middle of the night, it's hard to see, it's hard to recognize people. And she says, we came across two men. They saw us, and as they saw us, they started to walk away quickly. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he called out. And he said, don't rush. Don't rush away. هَذِهِ Safiya. He says, this is Safiya. هَذِهِ Safiya bint Huyay. He says, this is Safiya, the daughter of Huyay. Meaning he's identifying who this woman is. And the two men who were companions of the Prophet ﷺ, they start to say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah ya Rasulallah. They say, Subhanallah, O Messenger of Allah, we would never assume something bad about you. And then the Prophet ﷺ replies, and this hadith, this narration is very interesting. Because there's a couple of different assumptions that seem to be happening. Number one, the assumption from the companions, right? That perhaps they're assuming that the Prophet ﷺ, the best of human beings, is out in the middle of the night with a woman that he's not related to, someone who he's not mahram to. Then the Prophet ﷺ seems to be assuming that they would assume the worst. But in actuality, the Prophet ﷺ did not assume the worst. Because when they said, Subhanallah ya Rasulallah, we would never assume this of you, the Prophet ﷺ, he reminded them. He said, "Inna shaytana yajri min al-insan majra al-dam." He said, certainly the shaytan flows through us like the flowing of blood. Wa inni khashit. He said, I feared that the shaytan would put a bad thought into your hearts. So in essence, what the Prophet ﷺ is saying here is, not that I assume that you would think something bad of me, but if you're not careful, the shaytan can put a bad thought into your heart. If you're not vigilant over your heart, if you're not careful over your heart. If you're not careful with the thoughts entering your mind, you may assume something bad. And this is not a normal person. This is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person can assume something bad about the Prophet of Allah, then what about us? That is one of the lessons the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us. And the other lesson here is that the two men were not ordinary men. These are companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best generation. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reminding them that even you have to be careful before you make assumptions, before you allow the shaitan to cloud your mind with bad thoughts. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers in Surah Al-Hujarat. And Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اِجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِ. O believers, meaning us, avoid, stay away from making a lot of assumptions, meaning bad assumptions. إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٌ. Certainly, without a doubt, some of those suspicions will be sinful. That when we start assuming things about other people, when we don't know the facts, we're not 100% sure, it seems a certain way. And also we learned in this hadith that I quoted that the shaitan will convince us. It may not be that we want to assume bad about someone. So the person that I had you think about in the beginning of the khutbah, this is someone who you respect. I asked you to think about someone who you respect. But even someone who we respect, we may begin to think, you know, what is he doing in the middle of the night? Who is this woman? What's going on here? And these questions, a lot of times, they are whispers from the shaitan. And the problem isn't that those whispers occur. That's normal. Shaitan whispers. But the problem is what we do when we hear those whispers, when we have those thoughts, those negative thoughts. Do we put a stop to it? Do we say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed shaitan. Or do we allow those negative thoughts, those bad thoughts, to continue? That indeed is what we are responsible for, because without a doubt, at some point, thoughts will lead to action. What is within our heart will lead to action. Not always, not immediately, but eventually it can lead to action. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the same verse, Allah continues and Allah says, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. So don't assume a lot, as Allah says. Some of that assumption is sin. And then don't go and spy on people. Because when we make assumptions, the next step usually is to start, oh, I need to know more. What's happening here? We may begin to spy on people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْدُكُمْ بَعْضًا. And do not backbite one another. Because once again, what is the outcome of those assumptions? What is the outcome of that suspicion? Well, we may begin to talk. Did you hear? This person did this. Let me tell you what I saw that night. I went to 7-Eleven and, you know, I was there and I saw this brother. You know this brother from the community? Or you know the sister from the community? I saw this and I saw that. And that may lead us to backbiting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالظَّنِ. He said, I warn you of assumptions, of suspicions, of just going on things that you're not sure about. فَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ أَكْذَبُ الْحَدِيثِ. For certainly suspicion or doubt is the worst of false speech. Because it is what gives birth to some of the worst things that can come from us. And a lot of times the way the shaitan tricks us is not that we are trying to do something bad. Our intention a lot of times is good. We saw something, we gotta say something. This person is doing something. So it's a good intention. But the shaitan allows us to justify that intention. And this is why, my brothers and sisters, it is very interesting that if we think about ourselves, if we personalize this issue, there's not a single person amongst us who wouldn't like that people give them the benefit of the doubt. Every single one of us, we would want that a person doesn't make assumptions about us. That they don't jump to conclusions. That they don't rush to make judgment. They would want that someone gives us the benefit of the doubt. You know, our early scholars, they would say that when you see something or when you come across something, make 70 excuses for your brother. 70 excuses? Allah musta'an, we live in a time now where we'd be hard-pressed to come up with 7 excuses. Because what happens? Sometimes, we know this, right? We're supposed to make excuses for our brothers and sisters. And we maybe make 1 or 2 excuses, but we quickly brush it aside. Yeah, but that doesn't make sense. And you know what our early scholars, they would say? They would say, if you cannot come up with 70 excuses, then remind yourself that perhaps there is something that you don't see. Perhaps you don't know why. If you can't think of something good, then don't think of something bad. Just say, perhaps there is a reason that I don't know. So this brother that I mentioned in the beginning of the khutbah, this is a hypothetical situation, by the way. I don't want people to start assuming I'm talking about any individual. But this brother that I mentioned in the beginning of the khutbah today, those of you, alhamdulillah, who came early, it could have been that that was his wife. We just didn't recognize his wife. It could have been that this was his sister. And you may say, well, I know his sister. This is not his sister. It could have been his sister, the rida'a, by feeding, by breastfeeding. And you've never seen her. But they are mahram to one another. It could have been that she was in a difficult situation, or she was in distress, and she called her brother. And we come across it and we start making all these assumptions. It could have been something that we just don't know the explanation for. And so our default for our brothers and sisters is good. The shaitan will convince us that the default of people is bad. Our faith doesn't teach us that. Our faith teaches us that the default state of people is good. If you don't know, you assume the best. That is the husn al-dhan that we give to one. This is the right that you have upon me and I have upon you and we have upon one another as brothers and sisters. That we assume the best, that we assume if we haven't seen something, if we're not sure of something bad, then the asal, the default is good. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَإٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. If a sinful person comes to you with some news, then clarify it. Clarify it before we act upon it, before we go start spreading it to other people, before we start doing other things. In another recitation of the Quran, فَتَثَبَّتُ. Meaning what? Meaning confirm it. So clarify it and confirm it. What does that mean? That means someone comes and says, you know, this brother, he double parked and he blocked everybody. تَبَيُّن is to say, hold on, what exactly are you saying? Before I rush to judgment, before I get up and start calling this brother out, whatever it may, let's do tabayyun, let's clarify. What exactly are you saying? Tathabbut, the second condition, means that we confirm that what this person is saying is actually true. Before we rush to judgment, before we start blaming this person, is that actually what happened? Because that could have been this person's impression of what happened. And we live in a day and age, my brothers and sisters, where we assume so much from so little. Especially because of these devices we all have. And the written word. Social media. And forget social media. Somebody may say, I'm not on social media. I only use messaging. I'm only on WhatsApp or, you know, just text messages or whatever. Even in messaging, there is so much that can go wrong. I want to give you an example. What does that mean? Let's say I typed it to you, I sent you a message, and I say, I never said he stole your money. Well, the reality is that depending on which word we emphasize, it can have 7 distinct different meanings. If we say, if we emphasize I never said he stole your money. Meaning what? Meaning I didn't say it, maybe somebody else said it. I never said he stole your money, meaning it is an outright denial that the statement ever came from us. I never said he stole your money. Meaning I didn't say it. I may have implied it. I may have gestured towards it. But I didn't say it. I never said he stole your money. What does that mean? That means I never said he stole it. Maybe somebody else stole it. I never said he stole your money. What does that mean? Well, I never said he stole it. Maybe he borrowed it. Maybe something else happened. I never said he stole it. I never said he stole your money. Meaning what? Well, he didn't steal your money. Maybe he stole something else. And that's just seven of the many interpretations. Now imagine how the shaytan, if he wants to play with us, that we can make assumptions and be sure of that. Someone can look at that same statement and you can have seven different interpretations, 20 different interpretations, and the shaytan will convince us this is right. There's no other explanation. And so we remind the shaytan and we remind ourselves, just because I can't think of a good interpretation, it doesn't mean that a good interpretation does not exist. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وسيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters, so many of our problems and issues can be avoided if we start giving each other, or if we started giving each other the benefit of the doubt. If we started making good assumptions. And I mean this with every relationship, all relationships. Whether it be with our parents, or whether it be with our children, whether it be with our spouses, whether it be with our colleagues and our friends in our community, with our leaders, with our imams, with the managers, and so on and so forth. If we were willing to do, not saying do extra, just what we would want for ourselves, just as we would want that people give us the benefit of the doubt, that's what we offer to others. And unless we're 100% sure, we don't rush to a conclusion. That's all we're saying, that the same thing that we would want for ourselves. And for ourselves, we actually want more than that. We want people to judge us not based off of what we do, but based off of our intentions. Right? Well, I know I did this, but that wasn't my intention. Right? So we want people to give us the benefit of the doubt and more. Like, look at, my intention was good even though what I did was bad. Then can we not give each other the bare minimum of assuming the best in each other? And the path to that, my brothers and sisters, is the heart. Because this battle, it happens, it occurs in the heart. Because sometimes a person may not know. Another person, people can be around us and have no idea that we're thinking bad. Because it's something that happens internally. No one has access to our hearts. Only Allah knows what we're thinking. And so that also means that the battle needs to be won in the heart. That when those negative thoughts happen, when we start assuming bad and all these negative feelings and assumptions, when they occur, we immediately put a stop to it. We shouldn't wait for someone to say, hey, aren't you assuming things here? Aren't you like going too far here? Isn't this a bad thing? Before any of that, because that may not happen. It may happen after things are too late, after we've acted upon those bad assumptions. We want to be the first one who checks ourselves. The first one who says, you know what? I'm not 100% sure about this. And if there's doubt, then I give them the benefit of the doubt. And that means that we are vigilant with our hearts. And one of the most powerful tools against that is, as the Prophet ﷺ taught us, to be aware of the shaytan. And if you know nothing else, and if there's one thing you take away from this khutbah today, inshallah ta'ala, remember to cut off those negative thoughts. Remember to say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. I seek refuge in Allah from the shaytan. I seek refuge in Allah from these bad thoughts that are occurring, these bad feelings. Allah protect me. Because you know what? We're not doing it for the sake of this person. As a believer, we're doing it for the sake of Allah. If it turns out that we were wrong about our good assumptions, our reward with Allah is secure. That is the beauty of doing things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah to purify our hearts. I ask Allah to bind our hearts together and give us mercy and gentleness in dealing with each other. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, bless our homes, and bless our communities.